Today is Daf Nun Hey. We are on Nun Dalet Amid Beis, second line from the bottom. Two dots. Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Ugil, unusual person. Rabbi Chanina ben Ugil. Es Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Bipnei ma bedivros harishonos lo nemar behem tov. How come in the first Aseret Dibros it never says the word tov? Ubedivros haachronos and the second Dibros nemar behem tov. It says tov. How come? So Amar lo, he answers him back. Ad sha'ata sha'aleni lama nemar behem tov. You ask me why it says tov or not? Sha'aleni im nemar behem tov im lav. Ask me if it taka says tov or not. She'ini yodea im nemar behem tov im lav. I don't know if it says tov in the first Aseret HaDibros or not. I don't know. It says Tosvos, not here, Baba Basra. You see from here that there are times that the Amoraim didn't know Psukim. Could that be such a thing?
Especially the Aseret HaDibros.
Fascinating.
It's hard to believe.
Well, they didn't have books.
Yeah,
it was scrolls or the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. It's still a kasha, no?
Yeah.
Would the article say something?
Nope, that doesn't make any sense.
Here it says, it begs incredulity.
It begs, okay, that's what it says.
Yeah. Doesn't say anything
here. The entire scripture is commonly mastered by school children.
Exactly.
So if the kids know it, how can they not, right?
It's Akasha. Okay, anyway. Klach Eitzel Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Go to him. Shah Yerugel Eitzel Yeshua Ben Levi. He was always a Talmud of Yeshua Ben Levi. Shah Yerbaki Ba Agada. He's a Baki in Agada. Now, why is this an Agada question? What makes this an Agada question? Anyway, Azal Agabay, he went there, Amalei, Mimenu lo shamati, I didn't hear that. Elakach Amalei, Shmuel bar Nachum, Achi Imo, Shel Rav Acha, Rebbe Chanina, the brother of the mother of Rav Acha, Rebbe Chanina, the uncle, yeah. V'amri la abi imo shal achi berbi chanina. Fine, ha'ol v'sofan lehishtaber, because they were going to end up breaking. You hear that answer? It doesn't say tov in the Aseret HaDibros because they were going to end up breaking. V'chisofan lehishtaber might have, it's a big deal. So what? Amar Ravashi chas v'shalom paska tova miYisrael. We don't want to have a paska tova, a good in Israel should break. We don't want that. So we left the word tov out. So he asks the Torah's Chaim, he says, then what about the words Laman Yarichun Yamecha? Why is that okay to stay in? That's gonna get broken? Doesn't really answer it.
The whole thing now gets broken.
Whole thing's a difficult answer.
So the article is bringing a whole suggestion that the second lot of Aseret HaDibros from Devarim were in the scrolls that Moshe brought down.
Okay.
Second time round. But that's really difficult because that's all his speeches.
Right. It's a novel answer,
yeah.
You know. No, it's here because we ended up yesterday.
Yeah,
yesterday we spoke about this Aseret HaDibros, so it continued. I got it to now.
It seems like from the notes exactly that what happened is he didn't know the wording of what it actually said on the scrolls themselves. Not on these questions.
On the tablets.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what the eventual line is. We just don't know what was physically written on it.
Oh, I see. And he knew what was in the psukim.
Correct.
Right. He just didn't know what was on the was it headings?
Correct.
Was it all the words?
Why is it a Gaddic thing? Because that's what
that
thing would be.
I hear. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Amar Yeshua. Haroet tes b'chalomo. If someone sees a tes in a dream, simen yafel, that's a good thing. Anybody ever dream about the letter tes?
No.
No. But if you do, it's a good thing. My time, why? Ile mishum diksev tov. If it's because that's the word, tes stands for tov. Ema v'tatase b'matate hashmei. You'll get destroyed, you'll be swept away and destroyed. Tatase means to be swept away. And matatai is a broom. You'll be swept away like a broom, you'll be destroyed. No. Chad test coming. I'm talking about one test, not two tests. You see, two tests, you're right. Ema, maybe tumasa b'shuleha. Maybe it stands for tumah. Why does it mean tov? Tes beis coming. I'm talking about test beis. What? Yeah. You ever see a test? You ever dream about test beis? You don't fantasize and dream about test beis?
Yeah.
Ema Tivu ba'aretz sha'areha. Maybe it means that, which means to be sunk, which is a bad thing. Ella, you're right. That's not why. Hoel upazach ba'akasav latova tchila. Because the first time the word tes appears in the Torah is b'yarol kib kitov. Should be bereached. It's ad v'yarol kib as a'or and then tov. Lo ksiv tes. There's no tes. The first tes appears by the word tov. That's a very good thing. Right? That's a very good thing. I think, I don't want to say for sure, I think that it's in the 17th Pasuk, which is Tov is Gematria 17. Right? 18, 17. 9, 6, is that 17? I think, of the check in the Chumash. I think. So, it's like, you know, in the word itself alludes to that. That's why Tov is a good, that's why Tess and Beis is a good thing to have in a dream. That's why it's a good thing to have in a dream. The right, there are 17 days in Sfira after Lag BaOmer, right? It's a little bit of a special number. Anyway,
Tesvav is 14.
What? Tesvav Beis, Tov.
Oh, right, yeah,
right. Okay. Amar Shmuel ben Levi, Haroa Hesped bechalavo. If someone sees a Hesped in a dream, Chasu Olav ben Hashemayim. They are. It means Hashem has Rachmanas on you. And you're going to be redeemed. Pahani mili biksava. It's only if you see the speech, not the words. You see some written down speech of a hesped. Okay. Next. Okay, back to... it's not true? No?
It's the fourth pasuk.
It's the fourth pasuk? 17th word. No?
No. It's like the
30th word. 33rd word. That's the 33rd word, right. It's the 33rd word. Right? Because after Lag BaOmer, it's Tov. It's 17 more days till end of Sfira. 33rd word. I think so. Okay. I knew there was something there. Or accident said something like that. You know? Typical thing he would say. Okay. V'chein chayav of kiyotza behem. He's counting.
No one else is going to count them.
Exactly. He's off by 25 words. 33. There you go. Okay. 33rd word of the Torah is the word tov. Okay. V'chein chayav of kiyotza behem. Now, that... What is a chayav of kiyotze ben? You're not allowed to mate a chaya and an oaf, or you can't use different chayas and oafos, different species, to plow under the same yoke, right? Both of those things are klayim. So Amar Rish Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught, tarnagol, a chicken, tavos, how do they translate that?
Peacock.
A peacock, upisione,
partridge,
klayim, pheasant, shkoyach, Klayim zebezeh. That's all klayim. So pshita isn't obvious. Amar v'chaviva mishum derabu bahadei hadadi. No, because they live with each other. They hang out with each other. They grow up together. The Rajba says in the name of the Ravid, that doesn't mean that since they grow up together that they're klayim. That's that if that would be the case, then sheep and goats. Then it was also pshita, right? Yeah. What it means is that they fertilize each other's eggs. They'll hang out on each other's eggs and fertilize the eggs. So I would think that's not klayim. Because after all, it's the same species. They're fertilizing each other's eggs. Can't be they grew up in the same pen together. Then sheep and goats wouldn't be klayim. And sure, it certainly is. Two different species. That's what the Rajba says it means. That they fertilize each other's eggs. I would have thought, min chadhu, it's one min. Kamash blon, it's not one min.
I thought the climbing of two plants become one.
That's one kind of climb. That's climb of planting. It's like five different kinds of climb.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Another kind of climb is having two animals in the same yoke. Right. Another kind of climb is mating them together. Shatnes. Another kind of climb is shatnez. Right? We're learning climb now in the Mishnah Yomi. It's the hardest masechta in Shas. Right? Yeah. One of the hardest. It's very hard. So different kinds of climb. So yesterday, if you picked up yesterday... When the Gemara said yesterday, how do you know that it means any animal, not just a shor? There were two makaros. One was for mating animals, and one was for putting them under the same yoke. Both klayim. Anyway.
But when they're under the yoke, they're still separate.
So it's a separate idea. You're not allowed to have them under the same yoke. That's not really klayim. We call that klayim. Right? We call that klayim. Omar Shmuel Av. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Amar Shmuel, Avaz v'Avaz Habar, Klayim Zebezeh. The what is that, a goose?
Domestic goose.
A domestic goose and a wild goose is Klayim. Why is it Klayim?
Because species.
It's two different species. Maskev lo rava bar bar chanan. My time, why is that? Ile mishum dahai arich kua. One has a long beak. Vahai arich. Vahai zatar kua. And one has a small beak. Rashi says. Kua is chartumo, a nose. Beak, balaz. Rashi has a beak. So one has a long beak. One has a skinny, a small beak. Elamiata, that's not, that can't be right. That's not the reason. Gamala, a camel. Parsa, a Persian camel. Vagamataya, and an Arabian camel. Dahadi olim. Dahai olim kua. One has a long neck. Dahai katim kua. One has a short neck. Hachan amidah, klayim zebzeh. They're both camels. That's not klayim. Ela amarbaya, no. Zeh beitza bibachot, vzeh beitza bibafnim. One has its genitals exposed, one doesn't. Rav Papa Omar, hai te'una chada beyasa b'shichla, hai te'una kama beyasa b'shichla. One has many eggs over there, and one has only one egg over there, so they're different species. Next, Amar of Yirmiya, Amar Rish Lakish, hamar b'yashni minim shabiyam, if you, it sounds like if you mate two species in the ocean, loke, you get malchus. Tosfos can't believe that could be such a thing, it's even possible to do such a thing. How do you do that? So you put them in the same fish tank. Right? So Tosfos says, look at Tosfos Hamarbia, Shnei Minim, Re Bar of Yehuda, Haya Magia, it doesn't mean that he changed the Lashon. It doesn't mean you mate. It means Hamanig Beis Minim. You put them under the same harness. How do you do that? Two dolphins? I'm not sure what that is either. Hamanig Beis Minim, Shabiyam, Loke, Mishum, the Bereshis Rabu, Ubu Yerushalmi, the Klaya Mashma, the EF Shalahabia Dugim. It's impossible to mate fish.
It says it not fish with other creatures.
Oh, we're going to add to that. Umihu, ain't Tarach Lagia, you don't have to change anything. The Dugim Dafka Humashma, the Ain Laharbiyam, Aval Min Chayas, Haim, Hayam, Shayach Be Israva. What about other things that live in the sea, like a seal? Or what else is there?
Shark.
No, a walrus, those kinds of things. They come out of the water, that you could do. Right?
Because
it's physically
impossible.
Mermaids, exactly. Yeah, right? It must be some kind of species that you can mate. Some ocean species that you can mate. Fish, you can't, right?
Crocodile and dolphin would be
interesting. Yeah. Anyway, it's like some science fiction movie, right? Some of them don't even work. Right, so is the Isra putting them together? Or only if it produces, I don't know. I'm not such a bucket hill as Clyde. What if it doesn't
right.
produce?
Yeah, you have an owner fish tank with 10 species. Where you
They're not going to mate with each other. They're not going to mate anyway. They're not going to mate.
Well, they
You can put a dog and an elephant in a room together. They're not going to mate.
So
it's not going to happen.
So a goldfish produces eggs.
Yeah.
And then an angelfish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fertilizes the eggs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a. I don't know the details.
Doesn't work.
It's not gonna happen. Now, there are animals, very few of them, that do crossbreed.
Yeah.
Right? Not that many.
Very few.
So what's the issue? Just even putting them in the same room? You put an elephant and a dog, and they're not gonna mate.
Well, in general, what's the issue of mating?
What?
What do you have that?
You have to make two animals together. And you put them together. Right, that's a different kind of client. Right.
Nothing's going to happen.
You put a shor and a chamor under the same. You're not going to mate.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to do that. Right. So my time, what's the reason for this? Amar of Acha bar Abba Mishmei Da'ula Isya Liminehu Miyabasha. It's a Gdereshava. Fine. Boy, Rechava Hamanik Be'iza Vishibuta Mahu. If you put under the same yoke a goat and a shibuta, which is a fish. How do you do that? Rashi says, kosher karun la'ez v'dag. You tie a wagon to a goat and a fish. Shibuta is a fish. Zeh tzaf alamayim. This one's floating on the water. V'zeh moshech imo al sfasayam. And this one's pulling the wagon by the beach. I don't know what that means. How could that be? Even if you could do that to a dolphin, you're gonna get the rope and then the goat, some funny thing like that.
Maybe. So you can do. You can imagine it the other way around. You'd have a canal boat, a barge, being pulled on a towpath by a horse, and in the canal
in the water is a dolphin. You can. Okay, it could be
why,
such a.
Why would you use a goat?
The
wolf,
I think it's to give you an example. I don't know. Me and Marina, do we say, Kivan de'iza lo nachas bayam, v'shibuta lo salak le'abasha lo avit klum? Since the goat can't live in the water, and the fish can't live in dry land, it didn't do anything.
No.
Right? Yes. Oh, Dilma, no. Hashtami, it's kamanik. They're still both leading the wagon. They're both pulling the wagon.
What's the first half of
that? Since they can't really be together. They're separated.
Mm.
They're separated. One's on the land and one's in the water. Not together. The same harness, 100%, but they're not together.
But
so
is that how we understand the...
Oh, so maskeflor ravina. El mayate, if that's true, chibar chita v'se'or biyado. You take wheat and barley in your hand. V'zara chita ba'aretz v'se'or b'chutz la'aretz. One's right by the border. You're right by the Syrian border, and you throw two seeds out of your hand. One lands in Israel, and one lands right there, an inch beyond chutz la'aretz. Chutz la'aretz. Hachanami demachayev? Are you going to be chayev for that? Assuming there's no klayim in chutz la'aretz? The answer is, of course not. Right? So too over here, you didn't do it in Israel. It's like one's in chutz la'aretz and one's in Israel. It's not in Israel.
If klayim doesn't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos does.
What?
If it
was saying it does. It was saying if, it's,
just, no, but over here it's okay.
Right, so maybe on the Rabbanan level. And by the way, because klayim on you is not has nothing to do with the land. It's a different kind of klayim.
Yeah.
Mating animals you're not allowed to do in chutz la'aretz has nothing to do with the land.
But over here it does.
Because it's the land. So Amri, Hachi Hashi, you can't compare. Hasam Eretz Makom Chiyuva, chutz la'aretz. Hasam Eretz Makom Chova. Chutz la'aretz, Hachanami de Machayev. There's no such thing. Right? I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Amri, Hachi Hashi. Hasam Eretz Makom Chova, chutz la'aretz lo Makom Chiyuva. It's not a Makom Chiyuv. It's not klayim. It's simply not a makom chiyuv. Hacha idividi chiyuvahu. Hey, they're both under the same yoke. What kind of distinction was that? It's not a distinction. Well, one's in the water and one's in the land. One's in chutz la'aretz and one's in Eretz Yisrael. That's not klayim. You're right. They're right next to each other, but it's a different world. It's chutz la'aretz. Here, they're both under the same harness. So one's in the water and one's under. So what? That's how we end. Hajin alach shar shalaga chesapara. Hajin alach shar shalaga chesapara. Now up to new parak hakones. Anybody remember this in sixth grade? Okay. You didn't learn in sixth grade? Okay.
We were doing LNCS in
fourth.
Fifth grade. Anyway.
We start with LNCS.
Hakones tzon ladir. If somebody, hakones means to pen. You pen your tzon, your sheep, in a deer, in a pen. Right, you lock the gate. So Tosfos says like this. Look at the top Tosfos. Zeha yiroyu l'shanos le'el b'hadi mili shar. What's this doing here now? We moved on to bor. Now we're going back to shar. Right? Back to animals. D'lo hayelo l'hafsik b'mili debar. We shouldn't have interrupted with bor. Why did we do that? Ella agav d'tana nafa l'bar v'hivish meimav. We had a mishnah that the shar fell in and fouled up the water. Right? Tana Basrai, Mili the Bar. So we went on to talk about Bar. Now we're back to our subject. Inami Or, Mili the Bar, Royal Lashano's Tchila. It made sense to learn Bar first. Why? Kodam Shiesh Nadine Shmira, Vagam Dine Eish, Hayu Royal Lashano's Tchila. We also should have learned Eish first. Ella Agav Ditnan Kiso, Karoi Babar. Once we've talked about covering the Bar, the Hutrak Lahaskir Din Pasech Vikorea, that got onto a new topic of digging a Bar. Shabo, Davra, Kosov, that's what we're talking about. Tainami Hach, Dinal, Bafanel Karoi. Now we talk about things about, we talked about covering things properly. Now we'll talk about making a pen properly. So here we go. Hakonis, Tzon Ladir, if somebody pens in a sheep, Vinal, Bafanel Karoi, and he did a proper lock, Vyatza, Vezeka, and somehow it got out, Potter. You are Potter. Why are you Potter? Rashi says on top, the Hanatra, top line, because you locked it. My Havililina, what do you want from the guy? Well, what do you want from the guy? How did it get out? I don't know. But what do you want from the guy? What more could he do?
He did everything good.
But that's also a repetition from the shore. We had the same thing about...
That what?
We did?
About Shmira, yeah.
Yeah, Shmira.
Yeah? I don't remember. I think the Gemara is going to ask that question, if I remember correctly. Let's hold off on that. Let's see. Lo Noel, the Gemara is going to talk, say, why are we talking about all of a sudden tone? Why are we switching all of a sudden tone? The whole Mesechta was about oxen, now we go to tone, because tone are calmer. Right? So it's a different kind of shmir, you'll see, we're going to talk about that. So, Lo Noel Fonar Karoi, if you didn't lock it properly, you left it open, V'yatza V'hezeka, and I went out and did damage, Chayev, V'chayev. Yes. Nifritza balayla, if it got broken at night, Osha pertu halistim, or robbers came and they opened your door and they left it open. Viyatza vehezeka, putter. You're putter. What do you want for? I should be chayef because a robber came and opened the gate? Hotiuhu listim, if the listim took it out, listim chayavim. Did their chayef. Right? You like that? Their chayef.
What's the difference between seal listim and Nifritza?
So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Hinicha b'chama, if you left it out in the sun, you left the animal out in the sun where it's going to go crazy because it's too hot. Oh, shemaster lacher shotav cotton, or you handed it off to somebody without das, which by definition is a bad shmira. V'yatzev v'hezeka, and in both cases chayev or chayev. Right? You left it out in the sun, of course it's going to do damage. It can't deal with itself. Or you gave it to someone who doesn't know how to watch it, and it, of course damage happened, you're chayev. Masra l'roeh, if you gave it to a shepherd, hanichnas haroeh tachtav. The roeh stands in your shoes. Which we learned that already also. Right? Nafla l'gina, it falls into a garden. So Rashi says, nafla l'gina, the last wide line, be'ones, it happened by accident. Migag baila hasamach leginas chaveiro. Right, my roof, or I have a, you know, his garden's lower than mine. So, what happened? The sheep fell off the roof, and it landed and smacked in your garden. Oh, or shahayse reshus harabim gavoa menagina v'nafla. Or it was in the reshus harabim. I was walking, and there was a garden below, and the animal fell onto the garden, and by falling onto the garden, he damaged the garden. So v'nafla legina v'nanis. And it got nahana from, I guess, broke its fall or one of those, whatever.
Right. Yeah, ate the produce, I think.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, it ate the produce, fine. Mishalem ez masha nehenis. It has to pay what it got hana. Yarda kidarka. If it went normally into your garden, vezika, and it damaged your garden, mishalem ez masha hezika. You have to pay what you damage. Different thing.
Yeah.
Ketzad mishalem ez masha hezika. How do you evaluate that? Shamin, besa, baosa, sadeh. You look at that besa. You don't look at, well, how many apples, how many plums did the sheep eat? You don't look at it like that. You don't look at it like that. He ate four plums. That's not how you look at it. Say you have a whole field over here. How much was the field worth before the plums were eaten? And how much is it worth now? It's a more general, a macro look, right? Shaman, Besa, you look at a whole Besa, Ba'osa in that field. Kama Haisa Yafa, Vakama Yafa. How much was it worth before, and how much is it worth now? Rav Shimon Omer, no. Achla Peiros Gemurin, if you ate Peiros, Mishalemes Peiros Gemurin. If you pay Peiros, how many plums did it eat? Im Sa Sayim, right? If it ate a Sa, if it ate two Sa, that's how you evaluate it. Okay. What?
I can't stop the motor.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said it's really chazara.
Most of it was repetitive, no?
Yeah, everything.
So. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Karoi ve'Ezu Shalo Karoi. What's considered normal, and what's considered not normal? So Deles Sheichol Avad Ruch Matsuya. If it's a door that could withstand in ordinary wind, zeh karoi, that's normal. A normal night. She'eino yechola la'amod beruach metzuya, if it can't even withstand a normal night's wind, a normal pling, zeh shelo karoi, that's not normal. So a normal door. You don't have to anticipate a hurricane. That you don't have to do, but it has to be a normal thing. If it's so flimsy that the normal night wind is going to knock it open, that's not considered a shmira. Omer of money bar patish, man tana muad de tagale mishmira pechusa. who said that that a muad is good enough with a shmira pechusa, right? I don't need for a hurricane. Doesn't have to be that strong. A shmira pechusa, we're calling this. That's good enough. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda, who we had already. Ditnan, who learned in the Mishnah, kashru ba'alav bimosera, if you tie it up with some kind of rope, v'nal lefan of karoi, and it was tied properly, v'yatza v'hizik, and it went into damage, echad tam v'echad muad, chayiv divrei Remeir. Remeir said you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda omer, tam chayiv. If it's a tam, you're chayiv. Muad, pater. If it's a muad, you are pater. Shneimar, which is a funny thing. You're more chayiv on a tam than on a muad. Why is that? Shneimar, we'll say in a second. Shneimar, v'lo yishmerenu b'aylov, v'shamer huzeh. It says you didn't watch your animal. I watched it. Why is a muad able to get away with a worse shmira than a tam? Why should that be?
We learned that.
What did we say? So the Me'iri here says, because that since it's a muad, it has a kol, and you're responsible to be careful. You hear this? And other people are going to take precautions. Right? I better get an extra gate. I better get a good lock on my front door. There's a muad in town. Right? There's a muad down the block. Right? Funny thing. He has a muad. So I'd be more.
What? Relaxed?
No, it's the opposite. Right, live in a bad neighborhood, you put bars on the windows. You don't live in a bad neighborhood, you don't do that.
Like when the central predator moves into the neighborhood.
Exactly. Right? When some.
It sounds like the owner could be more relaxed.
What owner?
Yeah.
But?
Of the shore.
He could be more. Shmir Prusa. You have to have a normal thing. But I don't have to go overboard because the neighborhood's taking care of themselves.
Right.
Tom, not like that. Tom, you need a better Shmira. It's not fair. I hear the explanation. It's just not fair.
It's only a tam after a damage. How
what? You walk. A guy moves into town. He's got a bunch of tams. Right? The tams. They start off with a tam. Once it's a muad, a guy walks in. They send out a notification. There's a guy who moved into the neighborhood, and he's got a muad on his hands. Right? He's got a predator on his hands. So yeah. You know what? I put the bars on the window. Right? Wouldn't you do that with a person?
Yeah.
Guy predator moves into the neighborhood, aren't you going to put bars on the window? Don't they do that?
It's not possible to have a call by a tom, right?
No, because there is no call.
That's right. So
therefore, there's a higher shmira demanded of the owner.
Absolutely.
Makes sense. Might not be fair, but it makes sense.
I'm not sure it hasn't done anything yet.
That's a tom.
No, before.
It's not a tom. It when it's born, it's a tom.
It's a tom only when it did it once.
Yeah.
Even zero times, it's still a tam. Relaza Omer, ain lo shmira elasakin. Ain lo shmira elasakin. The only way to make a shmira is to kill it. And we had that already.
Yeah.
There's no shmira. Anyway, so Rav Mani Bar Patish said, the Tana of our Mishnah, we're talking about Shein and Regel, right? We're not talking about Karen. We're talking about Shein and Regel, right? Is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. I feel the Tamer of Meir. It can even be Rav Meir. How can it be your mayor? Shiny, Shane Veregel, Da Torah, Miata, Dishmirasan. You can even be Shane Veregel, because the Torah itself said that by Shane Veregel you can get away with a lesser Shmira. With the Amar Velazar, Amrila, the Masnitsa Tat. Arba Dvarim, there are four things, HaTorah, Miata, Dishmirasan. The Torah itself said I can get away with a bad Shmira. The Torah itself reduced the Shmira. What are the four things? Elohim, Bor. Ish, Shane, Veregel. How do you know? Bar dechziv. What does it say by bar? Ki yiftach ish bar, o ki yichra ish bar. You dig a pit, you open up a pit, v'lo yechasenu. And you didn't cover it. Ha chisahu. But if you did cover it, potter. You're potter. Cover the pit. Rashi says, ha afilu porta. Even a cheap covering, a tiny covering. V'lo boy ad detarm le'ba'afra. You don't have to redig the. You don't have to fill up the pit with dirt and pretend there's no pit anymore. You don't have to do that. Any old cover is good enough. Eish. How do you know shmir pechusa by eish? Dechsev. It says shalim yishalim hamaver es habeira. You'll pay if you cause a fire. Ad the oved ke'ein mavir. You do. I'm not sure what that means. Ad the oved ke'ein mavir. Right? Rashi says, Ke'ein shiochlena lebehemto biyadayim, kolomar bepshia. In other words, you're only chayiv on a pshia. I don't know how you get that halacha from those words. So I have a barbecue. I'm only going to be chayiv on a pshia. If something happens, the fire goes. If it's not a pshia, not chayiv.
Yeah.
Right? Which means that a very inferior shmira is good enough. Next, Shane, Dechsiv, Ubier biste acher. My animal went into someone else's field. Ad de ovid ke'ein uvier. Right? Until it acted ke'ein uvier. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ke'ein shiochlena levehemto biyadayim klomar b'pshia. Again, I don't know how you get that from those words. Somehow the Gemara now just said it's a pshia. Meaning, I watch it a little bit, I'm good to go. Next, regel dechsiv, v'shilach ad da'ovid ke'ein v'shilach. Again, pshia. Now, by the way, v'tana, v'shilach zeh regel, shilach is regel, v'chein u'omer, m'shalchei regel ashar v'hachamor. That's an allusion that the words in the Torah of v'shilach is regel. And ubier is shein, v'chein u'omer, kasha yivar ha'galal ad tumo, which is a reference to an animal. That Shane is the word dubir, b'steacher is reference to Shane. That was in the first parak.
If fire is inherently dangerous, why you only chayv b'mshia?
What?
If fire is inherently dangerous, why you only chayv b'mshia?
It's a good question. It's exactly the point.
Yeah.
These mazikin, the Torah said, you can get, same thing with bor. Yeah. Bor is inherently dangerous. Why can I do any old shmir? Is good enough? A bar is inherently dangerous.
I would dig
a pit in the middle of the street, you're inherently dangerous.
I would think fire is more inherently.
Because it's easier to damage something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm watching it. It's in my barbecue.
The shmir has to be in comparison to what the damage can be. In other words, you can't.
No, so it's not really. Think about it.
But it is. If you're in the middle of a forest,
right,
and your shmir is putting a little bit of a thing around it, and just go out, it's a different shmir.
Correct.
And if I'm standing in my property, there's nothing near it.
Better yet, what was the last time you ever heard that something caught fire because of a barbecue? When did you ever hear that in the news? Never.
Come on, never.
Why not? Fire is very dangerous. Happens. Sometimes you hear it. You hear it once in a while. Hanukkah candles cause the fire. You do hear it. It's quite rare. You hear it once in a blue moon. Right? Once in a blue moon you hear such a thing. It's very rare. Why? Because a shmir p'chus is enough. It's dangerous. You're right. But a shmir p'chus is all you need. Think about it. Think about it yourself. Yeah, once in a while, some tragedy happens on a Friday night. A Hanukkah. It does happen. It's very rare. No, am I wrong?
Yeah.
On a barbecue, never happens. Never heard of such a thing.
The classic example is a cigarette butt.
You're in the whole house.
How often does it happen?
No, but you're in the bush. You know, it's all dry there. So if you step on it and you stub it out, then fine. If you just throw it out of the window
That's what Mati just said.
Yeah.
You'll burn the forest down.
Right.
That's what Mati just said. Right? But the point is, a shir b'chus is all you need.
That's right. You just
right?
step on the...
Same thing with a bar. Yeah. Same thing with a regal and same thing with a chain.
Yeah.
So I close up the gate. I did all I have to do. It's interesting. Taima da'avid ke'ein v'shilach u'bir. The whole reason is because you did that. Hello, Avad, lo. But if you didn't even do that, right? Hello, Avad, lo. In other words, I didn't even do that. But if I did that, if I did a minimum shmira, right? Then I'm pater. Right? So it could even be Rameir. Amar Rabba, Masnesa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah even supports that. Diktani Tzon. It said Tzon. Tzon, Rashi says, Dein Hazeka Ela B'Shein V'Regel. Tzon, you're going to have a hard time finding tzon, Karen by tzon. You're going to have a hard time finding such a thing. It's not very unusual. It's so unusual, not even true. What is a tzon going to damage? Shein and regel. Right? Hano, while it's walking. Those are the normal things for a tzon. All of a sudden, we pick tzon. The whole mazakta we're learning, sure. Now, all of a sudden, tzon. Why? To highlight that, michti, besharka askinon. We're talking about shar, the whole mazakta. Va'asi, Va'asi nisni shar. So why did the Mishnah say shar? My shna diktani tone. All of a sudden, pick tone. Lav mishum, isn't it because the atara miata bishmira son? Lav mishum, isn't it because the kan Karen loksiv bay? We're not talking about Karen. Shein v'regel hu diksiv bei. We're talking about shein and regel. Kamash malon the shein v'regel du muad and he shein and regel are muads. Shmamina, you are right. So what do you see from here? That we don't have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We can even hold like Rabbi Meir. And shein and regel, the Torah said a small shmir is good enough. Okay. Now we'll just start the next four lines and to the two dots, and then tomorrow we'll examine each of these. Tanya, Amar Yeshua, Arba Dvarim, there are four things. We're just going to read the list now. We'll actually go over it tomorrow. Ha'osa Osan Pater Medine Adam, V'chaya Bedine Shemayim. There are four things. If you do them, you're Pater on Dine Adam, and you're Chayev in Shemayim. Elohein, what are they? Haporit Geder Behemas Chavero. You open up the gate of your friend, right? You break a gate, you break the geder of your friend, right? That's number one. Number two, hakofev komaso shel chavero b'nei hadaleika. Somehow you bend the crops in front of the fire is coming. So you bend the crops in some way that the fire should damage them. Number three, hasocher edei sheker leheyid. You hire false edim. You hire false edim. And number four, Hayodea Edus Lechavero Ve'eno Meidlo. You know Edus, but you don't come forward. You could save the guy, and you don't come forward. Now, why are all these only Mishamayim? What? So tomorrow, we're going to go through all four of them. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.